Warning! The following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience, right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. Welcome into another edition of the Darren Copeland Experience. I am Darren Copeland. This is my experience. Big Buzz is gone.
No.
Well, you know, well, first of all, he had to go scare some people in the mountains. But then later today, he has to play center for Gonzaga. So, I mean, that's what he's doing.
Doing a good job.
Well, people didn't know that he's like the center for Gonzaga. Are you stuffing your face with pizza, man?
Pizza?
Pizza?
No.
I hope you brought enough for everyone.
Me and you? Yeah.
I didn't know there were going to be so many.
Way too many.
Yep. Well, let's see. You know, here's the thing about pizza. Pizza's a lot like sex. When it's good, it's fabulous and it's great. But when it's bad, it's still pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So... we got all sorts of stuff we got. I mean, this is a whole thing where I'm sort of discombobulated because I miss Big Fuzz. But here's the deal. Me and Alex are going to be. Alex is here.
Yeah.
You know, we got you going until 10 o'clock. 303-831-1340 would be a fantastic night to. If you wanted to call in and join us, you could. Or you could just tweet us at Mile High Sports, at Mile High Sports. We might do a poll or something. Do you answer polls, yes or no? Can we put that one up in the poll?
Maybe. There's a poll up there already.
What's the poll? Let's see.
The poll for Mile High Sports Radio right now.
Microphone.
The poll. Loading.
Lips. Do you ever watch animated movies?
Loading.
Do you watch animated movies?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Actually, so like Despicable Me?
Yeah.
Okay, so Despicable Me 2?
Yeah.
You see Despicable Me 2?
Yeah.
All right, not as good as Despicable Me, I don't think. Close. But when the woman zaps him,
uh-huh.
And then she's like, never announce your weapons first, and then zaps him, and then she's like, lipstick taser! Maybe one of my best and favorite movie quotes of all time. Like, me and my wife will look at each other and just be like, lipstick taser!
So, it was the poll tonight.
Yep.
Which underdog has the best chance to win the NCAA tournament?
The one created by Hanna-Barbera. Underdog, fast as lightning. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, you mean the superhero?
Well, who's going to win? Who has the best chance to win? I'd say
it's
does.
Oregon over Michigan?
Well,
win tonight in the NCAA.
Tonight, yeah. Yes. So it's West Virginia over Gonzaga.
Yep.
Okay. Purdue and we're West. They're in a dogfight with about 5 minutes left to go.
Yep.
And then the other one is Kansas and Purdue. Now, Kansas, many people are picking Kansas to win. They're a fashionable pick to win it all.
Or Xavier over Arizona.
I don't know, man. Arizona.
Arizona's been playing great. They lost, so.
You know, we should probably do this update.
Yeah.
As an update, yeah. So this update is brought to you by, you know, this could be you. If you want an update, just give us a call or give us an email at DarrenCopelandExperience@gmail.com.
Enter your name here.
And say, listen, I am interested in dirt cheap rates. To sponsor, I mean, you know,
Come on.
I mean, we're not going to make fun of you. I mean, if we're going to say positive things about your company.
Huh. I don't see why not.
I mean, why not?
But so, okay.
Anyway, so insert, you know, this break is, you know, do we, you know,
pizza time.
We still haven't figured out whether we should do it as like a surprise or whether I should go like, I mean, eventually it'll have to be like the announcer guy, right? Going.
This brought to you by blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. This is a... there's one person out there besides me who thinks this is funny. This is a March Madness update.
Yep.
I love Madness, man.
March and Madness.
I used to play this tape. I used to have a 65 Volvo, and I got to put a tape player in it. And I would play this all the time, the tape.
Because it was stuck in there, wasn't it?
No, I can get it out with a screwdriver. You know, I really wish I could have played the steel drums.
Doesn't mean you still can't.
Yeah, well, I'd have to go get a trash can and have to bang it all out. All right, so March Madness update, right?
Which underdog has the best chance to win tonight?
Who do they say? Who does the poll say?
Right,
what percent?
Now
what
is
percent?
West Virginia over Gonzaga at 39%.
Yeah, I think those are people who are like betting now.
Yeah, because Oregon, Michigan was done. That was the second leading from earlier.
Oregon and
Michigan.
Oregon and Michigan.
Yep.
Oregon lost to CU, but I think they're pretty good, man.
Wait, how is Oregon an underdog?
Oregon is the underdog in that game.
But it was Michigan's at 7 and Oregon's at 3.
Well, just because, listen, Vegas has nothing to do with where things are seated. Vegas and betting, you can turn this, it's okay. I love the song, but I just get distracted. I'm like, and then Vegas. They take all the good odds. So, but the thing is they're not the NCAA seeds them based on lots of different things, but that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that you should be favored or not. CU beat both Xavier and Oregon this year. They beat Xavier both at home this year. Xavier was ranked at the time but they play in a very difficult Big East. Some people believe that Oregon, there's a lot of evidence to support it, that the Pac-12 this year had three good teams and a lot of mediocre ones, which is why you really only saw three teams go in. So, you know, is Oregon the type of team that's, you know, the preseason sexy pick by SI to win the national title? Or, you know, are they the team that to go out yet again, you know, just short of their goal? You know, they did win the first ever NCAA title. Oregon did.
Yeah. I know that.
That's because you live up there with the Sasquatch.
Yeah. And the Beavers.
It's the Beavers. It's the dirtiest college mascot.
What? Because it's a beaver? No.
Go Beavers!
Yeah. I like the colors.
Actually, MIT is the Beavers, too. Do you know why?
Why?
Nature's engineers. I heard a comedian say that.
Oh, yeah.
There's a comedian who said that. Yeah. Can't remember which comedian. I don't want to plagiarize.
I
don't want to be like Amy Schumer and being like accused of stealing jokes and stuff. I'm not stealing it. I'm borrowing it, and I'm giving you credit.
Carlos Mencia? No.
No, it was a woman that said, oh, yeah.
He steals jokes, too.
Listen, man, there's only like 10 jokes. Yeah. Never made in the world.
That is true.
You know, there's the cross the chicken, which, you know, how the chicken crossed the road.
And yeah. Yeah.
Knock, knock. Right?
Yeah.
There's the pun.
Yep.
Right? There's the one-liner that's not necessarily the same as the pun.
Yeah.
Then there's, you know, the pratfall. There's the making fun of someone else. And that's about it, you know. There's a few more, but, you know, you get the gist. There's only like 13 jokes. And, you know, and it's just insert whichever socially acceptable group to put in. And that's how you tell jokes. So you too can be a stand-up comedian. Just take the Darren Copeland Experience's instant comedian class.
Only $19.95?
Only six payments of $19.95. That's my favorite one.
Only six payments.
Only 600? Only six monthly payments of $19.95.
Ooh, I'm gonna go broke.
At only $23 a week, you too can support a child right here in Denver area. Darren Copeland Experience. What? Why? Hey, how many points does Big Fuzz have in this game? If they lose, that means he'll be back tomorrow.
He's got like 24. I don't know.
No, do you know how many points he has?
No. That's way too many.
It was a triple.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.